Great. Okay, everybody, welcome to City Council meeting. Councilmember Allen will give our thought of prayer, and Councilmember Atkinson will give our pledge of allegiance.
All right, just a quick thought before the prayer. There's a quote by Agnes M. Farrow. She says, "What is Christmas? It is tenderness for the past, courage for the present, and hope for the future." Our kind Father in heaven, we are very grateful for the opportunity to be here this evening. We're thankful for this season to be able to celebrate the birth of our Savior. We ask thee to help us to keep in mind the reason for this season, and also to experience the joy, and also keep in mind those who might be struggling this time of year, and be able to reach out and support them. We're grateful for the opportunity to be in the City Council meeting. We ask you to bless us that we might be able to think about the things that come before us, that we can make decisions and do things that will be in the best interest of Garland City. We thank thee, Father, for all of our blessings, and we ask these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Can you repeat the Pledge of Allegiance with me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, sorry about this voice.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed?
I make a motion that we approve the November 29 minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed?
Who said the second?
I did.
Donnie.
Where's your? I don't have the mic.
I have the mic. I took it from him.
Manly.
Sure.
Kind of sound alike.
Do we?
Any open comments?
Rob Johnson, I would like to thank the mayor for this project across the street. I had some problems with it. We met one day, we worked them out, and it's turned out great. Other than the fact that parking is worse.
Are you kidding me?
Now we park in the driveway, and people pull up behind us. We've taken pictures. We've gone out and talked to them. I've been threatened a couple of times. I've had ladies pull up and read their books. Or I'm just waiting for my kids. It's worse. And they're being nasty. I've called dispatch two or three times, and by the time they send somebody out, they're gone. It's worse. They're...
Is it from the wrestling? Is it like people coming to pick up wrestling?
Yes, Liz sent me pictures one night, and I'll visit with the chief about that.
There's been, on any given night, anytime there's anything going on here, there's probably 5 to 6 people, and they're blocking our driveway. Now that there's a curb and gutter there, they're parked right there. It doesn't matter where they're at, because they're just waiting for their kids. But some of them show up a half an hour early to pick up their kids, and it's right behind our driveway, and it's honestly been to the point where I go get in my truck and I back out, and I'm hoping one of these times that somebody doesn't move, and I'm going to hit them. It's that bad. Guys threatened me because I went out there and took pictures of them. And anyways.
Okay.
But thanks for taking care of the problems.
You're welcome.
It is nice. It is a lot nicer, but yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other open comments?
Is the crew painted right there yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Just go sit in the parking lot.
But you don't paint and paint the driver.
Yeah.
Would you mind if Donnie sat in the driveway?
I'll just go sit in the parking lot and do reports.
It's not on the agenda.
Honestly, it wouldn't stop on the parking lot.
Well, I think once a few of them have expectations.
Those with the wrestling.
Yes, I talked to the one, so I've done that. Okay, next, ordinance 023-10, city council meeting schedule.
I make a motion that we approve ordinance number 023-10.
I'll second that.
Okay, this is roll call. Tina Allen?
Yes.
Jeanette Atkinson?
Yes.
Donnie Howe?
Yes.
John Losey?
Being that it doesn't affect me, can I just abstain?
Sure.
It's for the whole city.
Well, you can, but it's for the whole city, and you're at this meeting, so.
Why would you abstain?
Okay, fine. Yes.
Sharla Nelson?
Yes.
I guess it does.
It's one of your last, final.
A resident, so.
Things. Okay, resolution R-2314 for the increase in the garbage rates.
I want to talk about this one a little, but I got to find what I did with it. Okay, here it is. I have a little bit of a problem with this because they're raising the rate to $18 for each can.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What are we currently paying?
Because that's what we're paying.
$12.
Correct. But we've got administrative fees on top of that. We're not subsidizing that.
Right, but your administrative fees do not double because someone has two cans. I'm just saying.
They charge us that. They charge us 12 per can.
Right, so I could see maybe $18 for the first can and $12 for the second.
But we've got to buy cans.
Yeah, and your tonnage doesn't change.
I think we keep our cans the same price.
Yep.
Like, it's super nice to be able to discount, and I have two cans, but there's no discount for us from the garbage people for two cans.
Right, but we're paying $12. Just saying, the administrative fees don't double just because someone has...
Well, it's not just administrative fees. It's also to purchase trash cans.
Yep.
And a lot of them go to the people that have two trash cans.
Correct.
Okay, so...
It's for repair.
What is the amount that we figure we need each month?
That's what we figured.
18.
Well, let me back up a second. For just the replacement, because I know there's money in there for sending the bill and all of that stuff too.
This is also going to be a buffer. If we had like a smaller increase, this could be a buffer, and this could also help make up the loss that we've been experienced for the last couple of months.
Yeah,
to the tune of how many thousands of dollars?
Here's all kind of what the thing Val put together for us. And based on administrative fees and can replacements. And we saved a lot more than what we, you know, from what, you know, they presented.
Because when we bought those cans, we paid out a lot more than what we did, and we didn't have the money for it.
Like,
it was not in a reserve.
So we decided to go to 18 when our cost is 12. What administrative overhead percentage did we decide to use in this?
What Mandy and Charlotte did was they started adding up what envelopes were, what stamps were, printing cartridges. They've tripled in price.
Sure. So,
paper.
So we basically went with 20%.
Okay.
And
so I'll take you to 1440.
The 180.
What's the 180?
For 150 a can.
Here's
for 7 years.
The big piece that you need is right there at the top. Right now we're being charged just over $169,000 and we're only collecting $156,000. So
we're in the hole. Every month we're in the hole.
I get that, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is just because someone has two cans, why should they have to pay two administrative fees? Because that doesn't
it's not all administrative fees. It's
part of it's can maintenance.
It's can maintenance.
Add in the can maintenance, so
and whatnot.
And add your 180. So now your second can is at 1380. Call it 14.
We also have a tool charge on that.
And the tonnage when you go to the dump does not change. Doesn't matter whether it's a first can, a second can, or a hundredth.
Depending on if the gas price, the diesel price is between this and this is 33 cents a can month, and between this is 66 cents. A month, and this price up here, then it's 99 cents.
In addition to...
So you're looking at a difference of $1.80 a month.
I guess I'm the only one that really cares about this then. Okay, we can move on. That's fine. We can move on.
It's not that we don't care about it. We look through this, and that seems like a very...
Modest increase.
Our city is subsidizing right now for our garbage we take and pay.
I don't think we should subsidize it.
The contract with the Conno Waste yourself is $25 a month per can.
Thanks. Very good.
Do we know what other, like, what does Tremont charge?
I'm not sure.
Tremont is charging them for their garbage can right now, so if they have to get a new one, they're charging them for that.
The whole price for the can?
The whole price. Mandy checked into that.
So.
But they don't get to keep it, right?
No.
It's just a rental.
Like a set fee?
But they're getting charged for it. Mandy checked into it.
I mean, there are people that habitually break their cans or, I mean, they just do not take very good care of them. And if it was...
The biggest problem with the cans is the actual garbage strip is what damages the most.
Because sometimes they're overfilled or overweight or...
Can we make a motion? Are we ready to make a motion? Do you need to discuss it anymore?
I'm ready.
Okay. I make a motion that we pass resolution R-23-14 for the garbage rate increase.
I'll second that.
Second. Oh, you second it.
A third of whatever.
Yep. Okay, this is also a roll call because it involves money. Tina?
Yes.
Jeanette?
Yes.
Donnie?
Yes.
John?
No.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Okay, resolution R-23-14 passes. Okay. Resolution R-23-15.
I just have one clarifying question. There is no pass-through fee for the citizens on this, is that correct?
That is what he said.
That is how it is structured right now, where it's not. It is through the TIF that will pay back the bond. Now again, if
it defaults,
right? Like that, there's not the guarantee, but that is correct. That the payment is going to be through the TIF, not at bond.
Is there any chance this could default? Because if it defaults, then it goes to sales tax.
And then you restructure it, right, Alex? At that point, if it goes to a sales tax, if it defaults, then you have to figure out restructuring of it. Oh, are you?
You're not making noise. You're muted.
Okay, good.
No. He has to choose. Can you hear me?
Can I?
Can you hear us?
Hear us.
Nod your head if you can hear us.
All right. So give us a thumbs up if there is no pass through to the residents.
Right. There is no pass through. There we go. Oh, he's going to come through that way. Okay.
Just admit him on the side.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's two.
We got you twice, but that's now better than none.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Now we can. Yes. Okay, we got another meeting.
Oh, you X'd out of the wrong one.
That was the other meeting that was muted somehow.
The magic mute one.
Just likes his fancy background.
Yeah. The floating clock.
That's what I want us to see.
Don't see my bedroom.
We can't hear the children screaming in the living room, though, so that works.
Oh, that's the best part of working from home, though.
What about your husband working? Remodeling the house. Those are good noises, too.
You want me to bring
you
my phone, Alex? Oh, okay,
speak so we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
That's better.
Okay, so there's two questions on the table. One is confirming about like the payback, right, that it's not affecting the residents. It's going to be through the TIF. It's not a direct payback to the residents. But the second question also was, though, like if it were to default, then it would need to be restructured correctly. They would have to figure out at that time.
Yeah, the city would have the opportunity to either set up it like you're talking about, or again, the bondholders do have the right to the sales tax, because that's what's securing the bond. But if the city decided they did not want to use their sales tax revenue to repay the debt, then they would essentially need to just restructure it in another way. The plan that was mentioned earlier would need to have the tax increment coming in with this new project cover the bond limit.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, what are the publication requirements on this for public notice?
It's for next month on the 17th,
is it 30
right?
Days? Is it 14
just an
days?
Open meeting?
14.
14 is what you have got back.
Yes, it's a public hearing.
So wait, so it's a public, it's just a regular public hearing, you just notice this is going to happen,
and then there's like
you publish
another
30
day wait or something, correct?
For them
like,
to,
30 day period that
people could dispute right. it if they wanted to.
Yeah,
okay. Now, does the bond close? Sorry, I'm just thinking of new, fresh questions. Does the bond close after we get the bids in and we know exactly what that's going to cost?
That's what the time we need to be figured out with that.
So not necessarily, but hopefully.
Alex has laid out a whole calendar of
timeline
and what has to be done and who's responsible for the team, whether it's mayor, whether it's them, whether it's... But I'm not sure about that.
That is a good question.
I would think
Alex, it hasn't gone out to bid yet, and so the timing of actually issuing the bond, can that be closer to then the bid time?
The city can certainly control when they want to set a bond. I'm looking at the calendar that reference, and assuming the parameters get adopted tonight, which calls for the public hearing on January
24th. 17th.
The 17th, correct?
The 17th. But in any case, then the notice of bond issued would be public at that point. That begins that 30-day accessibility period. Dave Cliff and Brian are working alongside the city and moving towards selling bonds, requesting an underwriter. The 30-day accessibility period ends mid-February. There'll be a bond rating presentation. I mean, there's quite a few things that have to occur before the bonds are ready to close. But certainly the city can decide if and when they want to sell bonds, and if they want to wait until bids are in and various things, that can be part of that timeline.
Yeah, but we didn't want to be behind on the finance side and have the bids and then not be able to award the bids because we didn't know if we would have the money. So it's kind of this balancing and coordination.
So you can put that off a little bit.
But I wanted to make sure, I just wanted to confirm with Alex, right, that say the bids come in, but they can't start until May 31st, right? Like, then we can work with those dates, but the worst part would be there are all these requirements and timing and regulations on the bond part of it that we wouldn't want to wait it to then go, oh, we have a bid in, and now we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it, and so... Great question.
Well, or worse, you take your bond out and then it doesn't cover what you need it to, and then you're still stuck. So
correct. That would be even worse.
Because I don't want to get more than we need, but I definitely don't want to get less than we need.
Absolutely.
So I think that's all my questions.
I'd like to make a motion on this resolution. Everybody else has done. I'd like to make a motion that we pass the resolution R-23-15, a resolution authorizing the issuance of a sales tax revenue bond.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Discussion and possible action on water and sewer utility rate study.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
I think that one's tabled, right, because we're not ready.
Val, is this rate study going to change at all? Like, new numbers aren't going to matter?
It's the only way it would, no, it's not going to change, and if there's still, it would have to go out to, like, another utility rate study.
Right. Something bigger, deeper, hairier. Okay. I was under the impression, wrongfully, that new numbers would change this. And so I honestly am not prepared for this, to vote on this tonight.
No, that's understandable. I'm hoping that, like, oh, it would change it, but, like, plugging it in even several months.
It's just not.
We're short. The shortfall is already there in the operating cost versus what you're taking in. It's almost as simple as garbage, but not quite as easy, right? Like,
correct.
You can feel that way, but it really is that.
I would like to see that happen, that we can vote on that on January 3rd.
I would like to see that too.
To vote on it on January 3rd.
Let's put this on the agenda for January.
Again.
Do you want to have a public hearing?
No, make a motion to table the water and sewer utility rate study.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed?
We need to set up a public hearing.
For it?
Yeah, we have a public hearing once we know.
But we haven't decided, so on the 3rd we need to decide what rate we want.
Oh, in the public hearing, okay.
And then we can have the public hearing.
But can we have two public hearings on the 17th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Welcome aboard.
The what?
And yours.
Chuck-a-rama.
Discussion and possible action to surplus the 2000 International Dump Truck. That is the orange one out there. It has a crack on the passenger side that I was told about, but when Travis and Skyler started looking at it, there's also a crack on the driver's side of it.
In the frame?
Yes. So we've decided to surplus it. It's not really anything we've been using. It's been parked back there for 2 years.
But all it needs is a starter.
Right. Or.
But it's got a cracked frame.
But it's got a double frame, too.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a frame that is cracked, but it has a double frame, which means that for what we use it for as a small city, it is still serviceable. It is more than adequate for what we're doing, because if we get rid of that, we are not in the situation.
Well, right now, we only have one person that can drive it, because you need a CDL.
That's besides the point. You can come by drivers a lot easier than you can come by a, $100,000 truck. So, and where this just needs a starter, and for what we use it for as a small city, this should not be surplus. This should be kept and just bought the parts that are needed to run it for what we use it for. Make it serviceable, 100%.
Yeah, if we haven't used it for 2 years, it's just been parked back there.
Why haven't we used it for 2 years?
Because they haven't needed it.
They haven't had a driver.
We could have sure used it last year.
Yeah, and considering the pickle that we were in with snow plows, that seems like a really great option as well, especially if all it needs is a starter.
Do you have a plow on the front of it?
Yes.
Yeah. And so where those have a double frame, and the amount of dirt that we haul in that thing, it's never, like, if it hasn't been used in 2 years, you're just kind of helping the point here, but it's not like we're loading it up full of rock or asphalt or anything heavy that is going to put those double frames at risk or at fault of injury, damage, things like that.
All day, every day.
Exactly. That would be completely different, but where it's used sparingly, and when it is used, it's for light use and or snow removal, that second frame is going to hold up and be more than adequate for what our small town uses it for.
And in reality, you can always get the cracks fixed.
Yes, on a double frame you can get the cracks fixed too, because you can go in and have those welded. To a point that where it hasn't damaged the other frame, then there's no structural integrity that you're losing when you go to weld that.
Has it damaged the other frame?
I would rather see us...
Do you know, has it damaged the other
frame? I would have to look at it or have somebody who knows them really well, like Josh or somebody, come out and take a look at it to ensure that it's not gone through both frames, or like, let's say it's the right side of one frame and the left of another. But even then, if they're still supporting each other, even if it's the left of one and the right of another one, you still have one full frame that's built together with how they're... Because they, if I recall them correctly, Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, but it either goes on a C on the outside or they layer them in parallel. Am I correct? Oh, okay.
All the length of the truck, one inside the other, they're riveted together. The suspension's riveted together through both rails.
So even if it is like half and half, there's enough structure there to support everything.
I would rather see us as a city put the money together to get the truck operational and even look into welding up the crack, because, I mean...
It's a hell of a lot cheaper than the...
I have a truck out on my farm that they cut the frame in half and welded it back together, so I know...
I have a truck with a cracked frame thanks to the Garland City, and I still drive it.
I think this one's serviceable.
Yeah, I'd keep it. Well, with that then, I'd like to make a motion that we do not surplus the International Road Truck.
I second that.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
I'm opposed.
Okay.
I just heard differently from the other.
It would be helpful if we had Public Works to give us some understanding and context of what their thinking is as well in these types of things.
Yeah, they'll be here January 3rd.
Okay, and if they want to bring this back and defend it, then I'm fine to listen to it again.
Okay. Discussion of possible action on employee medical insurance.
I'd like to make a motion on that. I think we've discussed it enough. I'd like to make a motion that as the city, they pick up the cost of the medical insurance at the 88% rate, or 88% amount of the rate as they would for a new employee for all employees, and not pass that increase on to the employees year after year. Just make it 88%.
And the employee pays?
12.
Okay. And the new amount?
Yeah, and just make it standard.
Of the annual.
8% and 12%. And no more problems.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Financial review. Any questions?
Question. On the transaction registrar, I'm not against this. I'm not saying I'm against this. I just wasn't aware of it. So do we give veterans a 2 months free water every... Is this an annual thing, or what is that all about?
We did the veterans program this year, and so as a thank you to them, we only did 2 months of just the water portion of their bill. So it would be...
The veterans program, is that like a state something, or...?
Well, the city did one this year, and we had it on November whatever.
Yeah.
And so as our thank you to the people that have served...
Okay.
We just kind of decided that...
So what was
can
your...
Can I ask who we is? And again...
Well, I had sent out an email saying, what would you guys like to do? And I think Jeanette was the only one that emailed back.
I remember.
Saying, you know, I think by giving them a couple of months of free water...
They just said they didn't need another plaque.
Yeah, they don't need another plaque.
Can we give them a month of water, sir, you know? And I have to say, I have heard from several of these people in the community that they thought... You know, it has been really tight for them this year, and they appreciated that so much that our city recognized that they served and are veterans, and
okay,
gave them that credit.
That's cool. And were they self-reporting, like, hey, we're a veteran? Is that how you got your list?
Well, some of them I actually went and talked to, because that's how I kind of got the list, was this person told me about this one, and then this person had told me about this one, and...
Okay.
So we did it for December, and it'll be December and then January.
Cool. Okay.
any other questions?
That was my only question.
Not really with a future agenda item. Okay. Make a motion that we approve coding for payroll and accounts payable and the utility accounts adjustments.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Requests for future agenda items.
I do. It pertains to all future agenda items. It's not an item in particular, but we all work full-time jobs, and having the papers in the short time frame that we have to review some of this stuff has not been adequate. It's taken into account, i.e. 24 hours-ish notice for $4 million. I would like to have a lot of these things.
Wasn't that in their packet?
Even then, it wasn't 2 weeks. Yeah, I really would love to have 2 weeks to be able to read it, process it, digest it, formulate some questions that I might have, do some of my own research, so that when we come to these meetings, we're not here for 3 freaking hours. We can ask relevant questions, be educated, and then move on. And that was just a prime example of one. Like, the other ones that we did tonight were pretty simple. I get those ones. That's fine. But $4 million with 24 hours notice, not going to lie.
That was a
freaking talk on that one. I get it. But at that point, if they give it to us, we don't just put them on the agenda. Great. Guess what? Our council members need time to review this. You will now get put on this next date. And that's when we'll start taking care of stuff. And so if we're going to be helping our citizens and doing what's right for them, we also need to be educated. And that's not 24 or 48 hours. We need 2 weeks. And I would dare say that needs to be for most agenda items. Mm-hmm. I think it should be our extreme or exigent circumstances that is what is under that 2 weeks. That's my opinion. I'll get off my soapbox now.
Your bar stool?
Yeah.
And I'll let Valerie reply.
Diane's not the one that pushes that either. That's the timing of making sure the finances are in line for Lakeshore and all those moving parts. So Diane isn't the one that required it. Actually, they were shooting for an earlier date, and then anyways, they then worked out. The second thing on the format and efficiency, and this is just from King Gallery, so I don't care. I mean, like, I have nothing to, is the format of your meetings. You guys have a format where your work sessions and your things like that, like everything in the end of, especially like the end of your work sessions, is like at the end of the meeting. Like all those kind of things. And so what happens is you're touching things twice. You literally are touching all items twice. And so that's an efficiency, but that's also a tradition probably, that it would be like, how can a meeting be held anything different? But you know what? The rest of people are coming going, this way, right?
Yeah.
It always used to be at the end, and then it was,
and so
someone made a motion to put all of those things at the beginning in the work session instead of city council.
Exactly. So that would be something that would also improve efficiency, because like Alex, for instance, like if you were billing by the hour, right? Like
it just cost us a ton of money. So
that needs to be a future agenda item.
Yeah, we need to figure something out to make these meetings
of the meeting
more efficient, because it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I know that's come up before, I think, but again, it's such a tradition of like, this is the only way it's done, but it's not.
Well, part of the problem is, too, is you have these people call that say, I need 20 minutes, and they took 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, guess what? That's what we say. Thank you. Your time is up. We've got other shit to do.
So with the
stuff to do.
What happens? And this is a Utah problem because the agendas aren't posted 24 hours before. You do tend to come later, so you would need to get a policy. You want to make sure you have a policy in place so there doesn't end up being. We say 2 weeks prior is a really big policy change, even though policy isn't written for Garland. So that's going to slow things down, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you'll just want to make sure what does that look like? What does that cutoff date, and not be choosy on things that then, oh, that one got in there and stuff. But yeah, it was not Zion's pushing it. I want to make sure that that's clear that, but the timing is just because there's so much that has to be in place.
Can I just ask a quick question? Just a clarification. I understand what Donnie's saying, and I agree with him. But why can't we just stop discussing all this stuff in the work session and discuss it in the regular meeting?
I don't know. This is a Garland thing. Like,
that's how we used to do it for a long time, all of the...
All of the reports of officers used to be down in city council.
And what it's called, and like for what that all is, that's called like a director's report, that's a city council report. It's at the end. It's like an app. Like, and then what happens is you took up valuable good time. You took up valuable, like, earlier in the evening good time for stuff that, like, kind of would be like, okay, it's at the end. And there's something about kind of this, of the structure of the meeting that's like, okay, we have a public hearings up front because all these people come, and then you kind of go down, and so by the time the director's report, they tend to be a little more efficient because people are tired, they want to go home, and so then you're able to just run through things a little bit quicker. And they don't, and there's no action, so there's no brain work on it, right?
It's mayor wanted to change to be that way, so...
Oh, so it happened in your interview?
No.
Okay. Well, that's changed. Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know. And then, you know, I didn't say it's different as well.
It was our case in point. It's
yeah. So, but then the 2 week thing that was definitely recommendation.
Well, it'd be easier to enforce if it was a policy. You'd be able to tell people, this is our policy. And the cutoff date is X.
And some of the things is you guys are doing a phenomenal job without professional city manager. Stuff going on, right? In a bigger city, that would have been...
Yes. Yes, and that's another thing we need to do is...
Correct, is when they come up, we'll say, we'll give you 15 minutes.
Well, and maybe even put that on our agenda.
We don't need to solve it tonight. It was brought up as an item.
Yeah. Yeah. So we need to just be more efficient.
Okay. And you guys are doing a good job with...
Turn off the microphone.
On the item, so.
Thank you. Can I make a motion?
Yes.
I am adjourn?
Totally adjourned.
I already got you.
I'll second that.
Perfect.
All in favor?
Yes.
I
yes.
Was thinking you need a closed door meeting, but...
Thank you. Not tonight.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, guys.